Activity 1, page 28. Listen and then read the dialogue. Ida and Zinsou are talking about tolerance and solidarity.
Are you Christian, Ida?
My mother is, but my father and I aren't.
Most people are animists in my family, but it's quite common to have Christians and Muslims in one family, and there's a long tradition of solidarity between Islamic and Christian communities in Benin. We share the same culture and the same values. We have no reason to meet enemies.
That's true. You find many Muslims among the pilgrims to the Mary's shrine in Dassa, Ghat Marial de Dassa. Young Christians and Muslims from the Red Cross, the Red Crescent, Christian associations, and Muslim NGOs all join in.
Muslims and Christians regularly meet and work for unity and peace in our country.
This is really good. Both communities pray to the Mother of Jesus Christ. Christians call her Mary, and she is called Mariam by Muslims. On the occasions of Christmas and Tabaski festivals, both communities support each other in prayers, and parents and friends on both sides share food. Nobody is turned away because of their faith.
These are good examples of tolerance between religions. We had an interesting discussion about that in our English class last month.
Yes, I remember. When we were kids, Christian children in our neighborhood wore nice clothes during the Muslim feasts, and they ate and celebrated with us. In the afternoon, we used to go out together to ask for money and gifts. No one was treated differently.
Solidarity starts with tolerance, and tolerance has no place in our community. Parents should teach their children that.
Listen to you. I feel as if I'm listening to the imam of the great mosque. You're not 60, Zinsou. You're only 16.
I'm 16 when I'm at school, but I'm 60 when I lead the prayers at home, when my dad is working.